Boosters of a controversial plan to ease the regulation of Lake Ontario water levels are continuing their push to get the federal government to agree to the proposal. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the outdoor sports community is lining up behind Plan 2014.
Plan 2014 eliminates a 50-year-old policy that regulates water levels on Lake Ontario and the St. Lawrence River. Proponents want lake levels to go up and down naturally, which they say would bring back some of the wildlife damaged by the practice. The Nature Conservancy is leading the effort to get government approval and has several outdoor sports organizations behind it, like Ducks Unlimited. Representative Sarah Fleming says invasive cattail growth caused by regulating lake levels has destroyed some fish and game populations.
From a hunting and angling perspective, people are no longer visiting these locations because they're no longer getting the sports fish or waterfowl that they once did.
Les Monastery of the Isaac Walton League says this ultimately hurts a vibrant economy based on fishing.
We're behind only Florida in terms of annual expenditures. It's like a $2 billion industry. So from an economic perspective, if we can improve the fisheries, we're helping the economics of the upstate communities.
Ultimately, Tom Riley of the Onondaga Audubon Society compares it to other landmark environmental decisions.
It is a courageous idea comparable to the passing of the Endangered Species Act and the creation of the Adirondack Park.
Opposition to the plan comes mainly from homeowners along the lake shoreline who worry changes in water levels will damage their property. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.